If you turn with me in the Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, please, Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, we read verse 4 or verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 8 and 9, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. In these words here, we have a reference to Christ's obedience. Christ's obedience, became obedient unto death. There are several things I very quickly just draw your attention to. First of all, the description of his obedience. It says obedient. He was obedient. His person was obedient. That's a good description of Jesus Christ. If you want to sum up the man of Nazareth and the man of Calvary, one word, obedient. Our Lord Jesus Christ was obedient. He was obedient to his Father. He was so obedient to his Father that he said it was his meat, his daily bread, if you like, to do his will. He said, I delight to do his will. Thy law is within my heart. And he kept all the commandments of God. Obedient, obedient. So there is a description of his obedience. And then secondly, there is the dawning of his obedience. That word became makes us think of a beginning. Became obedient. Commenced obedience. Began a life of obedience. We have to think about that word. How did the Lord become obedient? Now we know how we became obedient, such as our obedience is. It's a weak and feeble obedience. It's not like our Lord's obedience. He was obedient in all things. How did we become obedient? Well, it was through our conversion, our grace. We commenced our obedience when we believed in the Lord Jesus, and we've sought to be obedient since then. We became obedient. We were disobedient once. We were sinners. And now we are, through grace, obedient. When did Jesus become obedient? When did he commence obedience? Not the way we did. He was never a sinner, you see. It's not that he was disobedient and then became obedient. That's not what the text means. It means that he did commence obedience. He wasn't always obedient. Because, you see, as God, he doesn't have to be obedient. As the Son of God, he was never in a place of obedience. He was in heaven. He was sharing the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He gave the commandments. He didn't have to be obedient to them. He gave them. He expects obedience. He gave the law. He gives the commands. He creates our moral nature so that we have to be obedient. But he did not have to be obedient. He's the Lord of glory. But there was a dawning of his obedience. In his humiliation, he took the form of a servant. He became what he never was, a man. He clothed himself. He was made under the law. And he now must be characterized as a man. And what a man must be is obedient. The day he became a man, he became obedient. The day he was conceived in the womb, he became obedient. The day when he was born, he became obedient. So he became obedient. The dawning of his obedience It was a willing, willing position he put himself in. He humbled himself, you see. So at the dawning of for us. And then thirdly, there is he became obedient unto death. That's the duration of his obedience. Yes, he became when he humbled himself. How long did it last? Unto death. Obedient unto death, unto the end. Every day obedient. Every minute obedient. Till his last breath when he said, "It is finished." And even when he committed his spirit into the hands of his Father, he did it obediently. The duration of his obedience. All his life long. It's wonderful. The only man who ever was obedient. Unto death. Unto death. And then the degree of his obedience. The depth of it. Obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. It was not only long in duration. It went very deep. Even in the death of Calvary. Even in the death of the cross. You know, if a man will sin anywhere, he'll sin on the cross. If a man's going to fall and he hasn't fallen all his life long, he just has to be racked on a cross and he'll sin. But not Jesus. Obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross. Bearing our sins. And the anger of God against our iniquity. And the wrath of God descending upon him. And yet he still is obedient. And the Father, as it were, casts him into hell, into the depths of the cross. And what is he? He's still obedient. The degree of his obedience. He's a wonderful Savior. Such obedience. And it's for us. Well, why did he become obedient? Why did he obey? Why did he make this righteousness? For us. Because your obedience won't get you to heaven, child of God. Your obedience won't close you. Oh, I can go to heaven. I'm a nice robe of my white obedience. No. That's not how you get to heaven. You have to be washed with the blood underneath. And then you have to have a robe of righteousness to clothe you. And that's Christ's obedience. That's why he was obedient. Even to the death of the cross. I just love the Lord's love that it made him go to the cross. And the thought that he'd never sinned in hell. So wonderful. And that's the last thing. The delight of his obedience. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him. I tell you, that obedience delighted the Father. That obedience unto death, that whole lifelong of obedience, but especially that obedience unto the death of the cross, and that obedience on the cross and in the cross. And that obedience, even when he says, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Or my God, as it is. Oh, the Father just delighted in that. Do you know what the Father loves about us? His Son's righteousness that clothes us. That's what he loves. He just delighted in his Son's obedience. And he took him. And that self-humiliation which he brought him down to the cross, the Father just took him and he just raised him from the dead and he just lifted him up into heaven and he just set him in his own throne at his right hand. I tell you, there never was a man that obeyed like that. Where God took him and set him on the throne of God. Never was a man obeyed like that. But Jesus Christ, obedient. And he wants us to be obedient too. Like him. And we want that as well. And that's one of the reasons why we keep this supper. Because he said this too. And we want to be like our obedient Lord. And just do as he said.